You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Hey, Bobby!
Thank you.
Vamos, let's go. People already in the chat being like, damn, son, you look fresh, fam.
I know,
hit you
right?
With the, hit you with the damn, son, you look fresh, fam. Like, you had really
damn.
Get like into...
Like, if you said that as I walked by, I'd be like, this is now my friend group. You know what I mean? Yeah, I forget where I was going.
Chad is officially catcalling you right here on Twitch, okay?
100%. Well, meow, you know?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We are your favorite comedians who host the funniest soccer show here right on Twitch every Tuesday. Roughly 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're getting started a little early. We'll explain that in a second. But every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, we got a new time slot because we got a big announcement. And some people,
and we're also the gulliest. But go ahead. Yes.
We're the gulliest. That is the announcement.
Luke stared you and said, damn, Alexis, you look cute as fuck.
Okay, that's right. Everybody in the chat, try to harass Alexis a little bit throughout this show.
I shouldn't feel comfortable just walking by dressed like this.
Okay, who? It's your fault for coming on the internet looking like this, looking like a snack.
I should have known these colors would have made my skin pop. You know?
Dave from Tampa just said, "Man's making me rowdy." Okay, I love that. You know,
I'm gonna be in Tampa in like 4 days. I can't wait.
That's right. Go see Alexis do stand up in Tampa, Spitfire Comedy Theater.
Where that's right. They named it after what I'm gonna do on stage. All right.
Okay, so but yes, the reason we moved Prem Show to Tuesdays is because of a big announcement. Alexis, please let everybody know what's going on.
That's right, my work release program has allowed me. No, I'm joking. I myself and a gentleman by the name, especially if you're United fans, you'll know him, Flex United. We got a show on Complex's Twitch. Thank you so much for the following, Dami Salinas. It's basically going to be centered around whatever's happening that Wednesday at that time slot. So maybe we'll do watch alongs. Maybe we'll just talk about what's happening in the Euros. And then after that, I think it's mostly going to be focused on Champions League. But it's, you know, it's no different than what you've seen me do, which is, you know, be loud and stupid about soccer. But this time it's going to be on Complex's channel. Baby, the Cooligans, we out here, all right?
That's right.
We are infiltrating all your favorite stuff.
So this is a big deal, and we're all very excited. I say we, it's just me. I'm excited about...
Yeah.
Also, your wife, too.
She seems to be excited, but I mean, if we're gonna focus on Cooligans as an organization, both members, all 100% of the organization is excited.
This is going to be... I mean, this is a huge opportunity for not only Alexis, but also for the Cooligans, getting some more.
Can you just read what Paolo put? What did Minnesota?
Paolo said, damn, Alexis, you an ice cube because you making my nipples hard.
I'm glad they get to use this here and not on the street so they would be arrested.
On the street? I think it would be more flattering. This is very clever. I love it. This is a huge opportunity for not only Alexis, but for the Cooligans as well, just to get more publicity, more people aware of what we're doing. Complex is a big organization. You know, Joe Budden came out of there doing stuff. He's never done anything before that, right?
Also from Jersey originally,
I used to collect Complex magazine for all the sneakers and stuff like
that. Same. Yeah. I was a huge fan of Complex magazine. I believe it was started by Mark Echo.
And yeah. I would wear Echo Unlimited before it became like a, like, you
that's
know, like
big,
a
big do wear was Echo. Echo.
Oh yeah. But before it became like, you know, department store brand, yeah. I have one of the original when it was ECHO, a brand made him change it to ECKO.
Oh.
Or was it ECKO and he changed it to ECHO? No, it was ECHO.
I have
one of the original shirts. I remember I was like stupid young, but like this store in Newark was like, yo, this brand's going to be big. And I bought one. And the shirt was just too big for me, so I never really wore it. And then one day I wore it. My friend's like, yo, how'd you get your hands on that? It's like a fishbowl. It was crazy. So, yeah, it's really dope to come full circle and to jump on Complex. But, you know, when the opportunity arose, I said to Christian, I was like, yo, this could be good for Complex. I mean, for Cooligans. And Christian was like, so I don't have to do anything and it's going to help us? Well, go ahead, buddy. Get out
yeah.
there.
So you'll be on every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. Follow That's Complex right here on Twitch at Complex, twitch.tv/Complex. Go follow them. Go watch the show. Go support. Show that the Cooligans fans are showing love.
And get in the chat. Out there. You know what I mean? Don't let all these Europeans, don't let all these Brits get in there. And tell me we can't say soccer. You know what I mean?
That's right. We need to rebel against.
Wow. Gymnastics said, remember that Echo Jeans used to have a pat of butter on them? The shirt was a pat of butter. That right. also, I also had that shirt. It had
it was the rhino.
But later on, the rhino came. The rhino was always around for like a graffiti thing, but that became the logo later on.
Okay, somebody, Dell just asked, what's Complex? Complex was a magazine. It had like fashion, hip hop. It was just like an urban.
Like Hot Ones. Hot Ones is on Complex.
Right, yeah. It's just a cool, it was a dope magazine. I subscribed to it for years until, you know, the internet killed print media. You know how it is.
Yeah. So they killed your favorite magazine. They killed XXL.
Damn you, internet. So, as I said, Cooligans are going to war. I'll hear in the back right behind you, guy. I'll be here right behind you guys, I swear. Sure, feel free. So
thank you.
So we're super, super stoked about that. And but let's get into...
but yes, that's why we're on Tuesdays. And that's why if you're listening on a Wednesday, which guess what? We're back on Wednesdays.
We're back on Wednesdays. I know some people were worried. They're like, my schedule has completely changed. But no, we are back on Wednesdays for the podcast. So audio of the podcast will be Mondays and Wednesdays. So I hope you checked out the one recently. We had Larry Nance Jr. of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Gilberto Silva of one.
Say that name one more time.
Why won the World Cup in
Say
Brazil.
It one more time.
Gilberto Silva, invincible.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I'm sorry. Was an Arsenal legend on our show.
You know how it is. You know,
did
you
someone
know,
who went an entire season without losing a match in the Premier League on our show? Did the man who won the World Cup with Ronaldo and Ronaldinho, was he on our show? And did he say he had a great time, asked us to take a picture, and then tweeted out, you guys are awesome? Did all of that happen?
Alexis, it did. I can confirm.
I thought I was dreaming.
I thought most people just thought you were lying.
Yeah. So that's all right. So that's all the news. When are the Cooligans going to get on Hot Ones? I would pay to see Christian on Hot Ones. I promise you. If I can find a way to get that done, I will get that done. I promise
and
that's, you that.
Yes, that, and just better tune in because that's the last time you're going to see me alive. Okay,
or at least with only one asshole.
Why you got an asshole in your elbow? Hey, man, I went on Hot Ones.
Yo, right? Wow, shit happens. Do not put your elbow down in the hot sauce. Turns out. So let's talk about Premier League.
Yes, obviously Premier League ended, but there's a lot of things going on. Premier League related with a lot of the players, coaching moves, a lot of drama. This has been, I think, year after year as social media continues its grip on society. There's no way to disconnect what happens on social media with what's happening in the real world, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just like it seems to be, you know, like Adam Schefter in the NFL. You know, when he would get some news, you would maybe a couple hours later. Sweet Lou 718602. Thank you, Sweet Lou. Thank you for putting your phone number in your username as well.
Seems dangerous.
But you must want to make a lot of friends. Yeah. Okay. So it seems super intertwined, right? Where you're seeing Fabrizio Romano every time, any single move. And I want to start here maybe with this one with Jorginho Wijnaldum, because
this is crazy.
The drama of, like, he's already getting the medicals are scheduled to go to Barcelona, and then Fabrizio Romano's like, nope, he's going to PSG. So, I mean, it must be within seconds that he is getting this update, and now the entire world knows it. So it
can I ask how have we figured out how Fabrizio Romano? I get, like, if you are in the know for a club, I'd even give you an entire league or maybe a couple of different players that, like, an agent has. My guy knows everything. I've never seen this before.
Dude.
There was a guy on Twitter back in the day named, I believe it was, like, India Kalia.
Okay.
And his image was like an old guy, like a press. It was like a drawn image of a guy with like the press sticker in his fedora. Sure. And he was like the big in the know guy on Twitter. And then after about two summers, people realized he's just tweeting so many things that eventually he'll quote tweet the one he was right about. But he'll say like, Jorge Wijnaldum guaranteed to go to Barca. Jorge Wijnaldum looking at PSG. PSG could swoop Jorge Wijnaldum. And then when he's right about one of them, he just quote tweets that and was like,
yeah,
I'm your boy. See? Yeah. But Fabrizio Romano, he just says exactly what's happening.
It's just like 100% always nails it. It is a, you know, this is its own like level. I would say this is a master. Would you say it's a master level of journalism to get the scoop immediately?
Is it journalism, though?
Is it gossip? It's not gossip.
You know what? I honestly think it's more page six than it is page one.
I've heard Adam Schefter say this about the NFL, where he basically says, and I've heard Stephen A. Smith say this as well, where the reason they have so much influence is, one, because they have a big audience, right? So what they say can influence people's opinion of a certain player. This is why everyone wants to, for the most part, be nice to Stephen A. Smith, because he trashes you. That therefore everybody is aware. Everybody.
Oh, he can change the public opinion.
And therefore he could.
That's
change.
That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. And therefore he can change how much money you could demand in your next contract. You know what I mean? Because you say you're negotiating, and then they're like, yo, but you hear what everybody's saying about you.
So if Fabrizio Romano came out and said, yo, Barcelona interested in Breck Shea, right? That would mean Breck Shea's value would rise accordingly.
That's right. I would just love to see the influence of mullets in Barcelona all of a sudden.
Bruh, yeah. Just a bunch of bleach blonde dreadlocks.
Yo, just Lionel Messi taking pictures with a giant rifle. You know?
America, bro.
So can I do a one-time switch? Because I'm trying to play with Breck out here. All right?
Breck don't even play for the national team. I didn't get on Barcelona.
this shall be fixed. We will get Breck Shea back on the national
team.
Dude,
I'm messy. I'm messy. Get her done. Lionel, get her done. Messy. I want. But anyway, that character's been taken too far. Fabrizio Romano is a tastemaker.
Interesting.
That's what you're saying, right?
I guess sort of. I wouldn't describe it as that. I guess.
But he pulls the strings. So is there a chance that maybe he's influencing some of these moves?
I don't think that, but
because I don't think so either, because it seems to be.
But I have heard that essentially that because people like Fabrizio can manipulate the transfer market to some degree with one tweet, what happens is agents and general managers and things like that, you're basically doing each other favors. You're basically like, look, I'll give you a scoop. You got say it in this time, because then it can influence some other negotiation. Like say Ronaldo is, again, he's going to Barcelona. Maybe he's already decided, but there's some tweet saying, you know, PSG showing interest in Ronaldo, and he's like, okay, now everybody's talking about, you know, this is a hypothetical, but this is kind of like what's going on. So, but it looks like Jorginho Ronaldo will be going to PSG. That I've heard Pochettino wanted him even when he was at Tottenham, but Liverpool came and swooped in, and that was obviously when all of them made the right decision at the time.
The one thing, yes, very much so. The one thing, it's always a good decision to not go to Tottenham. But then doesn't that tell you then that Pochettino staying at PSG?
Yes, it does say it very much suggests that. So, and then on top of it, let's talk about another move that I just saw yesterday. Gianluigi Donnarumma. What?
How old is this kid?
He's like 16 years old. He's very young.
I think he's 22.
Zlatan said he's the best goalkeeper that he's ever played with, I think, roughly, or one of the best goalkeepers. He high praise for Donnarumma being such a young goalkeeper, but he's leaving on a free from Milan to,
which again, his childhood club,
to PSG. But also, he was something's wrong, because he doesn't seem to be happy there, and he's been, he seems like he was trying to force a move last year, but he's going to be going,
by the way, Napoli's his childhood club, but Milan is where he started. Milan, yes, is where, you know, remember he was going to leave Milan and they said like they would let him go for a dollar because he was unhappy or something like that. And then he ended up staying. You don't remember this?
I don't
while
remember
ago,
that detail, no.
There was like a very Italian drama where it was in the very in the media. Like he was sad because he didn't play well in a final. Something happened where he didn't play really well in a final and the fans didn't want him anymore and they were booing him. And he said he wanted to leave in Milan, essentially said, like, if he wants to go, he can go. We would never stop him, but we want to keep him. Something crazy.
I did not see that. But he's apparently going to PSG as well.
Yeah.
So, and there's already a pretty good goalkeeper there, Keylor Navas, won a bunch of Champions Leagues. And now everybody's like, what is this wild disrespect for Keylor Navas? He dealt with it in Real Madrid when Thibaut Courtois signed with the team, and he was playing great. No real reason to make a change.
Come to Arsenal, Keylor. Come to Arsenal.
Bring that Tico to I mean, he is not happy in Paris. I mean, he can't be happy with this move. Donnarumma is a wildly good goalkeeper.
He's 22 years old. Which normally, if they tell you, if you're a great goalkeeper like Keylor Navas, and they say, hey, we're going to go get a 22-year-old, you say, fine, I'll teach him, we'll train together, and then in 4 or 5 years, he takes over. Or 3 years. Donnarumma's the one 22-year-old goalkeeper where you're like, what are you doing to me?
Crimson Pizza said, Keylor Navas always getting disrespected. First at Real, now at PSG. What more does this man have to do?
Come to Arsenal. That's what he has to do. We need a new goalkeeper. And I think the guy Onana that we want, what's his name? Onana.
Okay. Rihanna? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Real shot stopper. She's gonna be like, you're not gonna score on me. Every I wasn't on you.
I would never
with you. I mean, I would be honored. I think Alexis solved it. Thank you. I don't know what I solved it. Navas to Everton, let's do it, said David from Tampa. You can't. You have the number one English keeper. You can't.
Who is it? Bormarin just said, I think he's getting loaned out his first year. Navas, maybe? I don't know.
No, Onana is. He got caught doping, I believe.
Yeah, I think he has like a trial coming up. There's something he has to like sort out.
Well, he's saying it's lies. I think it's the same thing that happened to, what was it, Kolo Torre or Yaya Torre, where his wife gave him diet pills. And there was a banned substance inside of the diet pill. Who knows if that's the actual story or if that's just how you finesse your way out of getting caught doping. Mm. But also,
I love that. I love the song. Diet, 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 pills, diet. Pills, pills. Yeah. Okay.
Band, 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 substance, band, substance.
Different type of set. Pickford is trash. I mean, that's a look. Would I call him trash? No, I would say he's. I mean, he's like just like a wastebasket. I mean, not trash.
Oh, I think you're going to say he's a waste man.
Smiley Lynn, thank you so much for the follow. Very much appreciated. Let us know in the chat what you would like to talk about Premier League European soccer related. Okay. There was something else I wanted to bring up. What was that? Oh, Antonio Conte. I think we talked about it last week, but the rumor was that he would be going to Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the manager for Tottenham. And all, if you just follow Fabrizio Romano, you would realize.
Which is really, this should just be called the Fabrizio Tweet Show.
Because he has said that is not happening. Conte is not impressed with, I guess, the budget at Tottenham and doesn't think.
From what I heard and from some of the rumors that have come out is that he had a meeting with Tottenham to figure out what their ambitions were. And from that meeting, it seems that he is no longer interested in the job, which is like, do you know anything about Tottenham?
It's like on a date. If you want a date with Tottenham and you said, where do you want to be in 5 years? They'd be like, oh, I didn't think that question would come up during this date. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, so do you want to have kids? Oh, not anymore. I have a bunch with my wife. Anyway, do you want to get apps? What? That's about as bad as that meeting went.
So, Cox Sports Football just had Prem Show on a Tuesday. Yes. We did it up top, but we're Prem Show is now on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays.
Up is down. Down is left. Left is right.
There's a big complex is ruined. Hired.
They took away, I double XL, they took away the Wednesday Prem Show.
Yeah, so Alexis has a show. Cox Sports Football may know Flex, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you know Flex United.
Flex United. So that's where Alexis is doing a show on Complex's Twitch on Wednesdays at 2:30 Eastern time. So,
and a peek behind the curtain, we also filmed some segments for the shows on Wednesday, the Fubo show. I had a conversation with Christian saying it might be a little bit much to do that plus the Complex show plus Prem Show all on the same day. So let's switch Prem Show since that's the one we have control over. I do want to talk about Brass Monkey said thoughts on Arsenal's $20 million price, £20 million price tag for Hector Bellerin.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Too low? Will they be able to get that money, put that money to good use? A lot of questions. The last one, will they be able to put it to good use? No, it's Arsenal. But thoughts on the price tag, because I think it's kind of right.
So this is, I would say it's right as well. The one thing I would say is, Bellerin is like a guy who we simp like obviously we got to meet him and
he's an amazing human being.
The dude is so damn nice and cool and in objective way I'll say he feels a little bit like the I wouldn't say the weakest link at Arsenal, but he's getting there. You know what I mean? It seems like some of the younger players. In other positions, I wouldn't necessarily say in his position, but in other positions, like he doesn't have the speed he used to have. He's not really a dude that like crosses the ball in a lot. He's not locked down defending anybody. Again, with the way that Arsenal plays, he doesn't need to be a on the ball, Serginho Dest, Techers dude. He doesn't need to.
He used to do that made you want him because he was never the best, defender. It was, but his ability to go forward.
Right. I'm looking for the photo of that we have that we took with him, but I can't find it. I would see like $20 million for him right now is pretty good. It's hard to argue not taking that.
It's also, there's also, and I think you have to look at it this way. There's a level of respect that Arsenal is paying Hector Bellerin by mm-hmm. saying, we'll let you go for $20 million. It's our way. It's our way as Arsenal of saying, thank you for everything you've done. We still need to get value from you, but we're not going to make it so expensive that it's going to keep other clubs from wanting to buy you.
Kirthy just said, man, really hyping up Bellerin up here. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I think Bellerin is a good player. I would say he was a very, very good player. Right now, he is getting... he's become, I feel so mean to say, but he feels like he's becoming obsolete to the style that Arsenal plays and the style that Arsenal wants to play.
No, you're right. But it's also, I think, a symptom of Arsenal not really being sure where they want to be, what style they exactly want to play, because I don't think Arteta has all the players that he wants, which is why, mm-hmm. for me, it's so difficult to damn him. Even though I said I'm fine if he gets sacked, it's hard for me to damn him because it still feels like he doesn't have his guys. But the one thing we do know is Bellerin is not one of his guys. At least not there needs to be someone better in that position to play the way Arteta wants to play. And Bellerin can still do something, whether it's, you know, be a wing back or be a straight fullback. There he is, the homie.
Yeah, dude.
Retweeted originally by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. So
that's right.
I hope for the sake of Bellerin, he doesn't end up on like a Newcastle, you know?
Nick Lays just said he lost 40% of his value the moment that picture was posted.
By the way, if you look at the other photo, I couldn't get the jersey on all the way time. They wanted us to wear these House of Soccer shirts that Christian has on. I said, sure, but you know, just so you know, when Arsenal gets on the stage, I'm switching my jersey to my early 2000s kit. And the lady was like, yeah, don't do that. And I was like, okay. And I still did it. I hid it behind the DJ booth. And then I tried to put it on real quick because I'm like, what are they going to take me off stage? And no one cared. No one cared that I put it on. But it was fun.
That's right.
He was before his injury. Yeah, before his injury. But you know what? I still think it's just a confidence thing. It takes a while to come back from that injury.
Yeah, but as a fullback, you know, nobody's asking him to score a bunch of goals or do anything like that. But he's also not.
He's got to be able to send in crosses, which he can't.
And he's not getting in position to even do that. Maybe Arteta's not requiring him to do that because who's the left back? Bellerin's the right back. Who's the left back?
Tierney.
Tierney's doing more of that. Tierney's going up.
Tierney's incredible.
Yeah, he's like, yo, green light. Defense, no defenders. I don't care if there's no center backs back here.
Tierney, do your thing, Papa. We'll figure it out.
So that's why I think, you know, definitely his role is... Bellerin is becoming Seamus Coleman while Seamus Coleman is at Everton, which is like, been at the club for a long time. Everybody respects
his... We remember the good times.
And respects his status. He is, to his credit, you know... Seamus Coleman had a way worse injury in that he broke his damn leg in international competition and came back and still looked pretty much the same, which was remarkable. And I would not say the same for Bellerin. At the time, I would say they were very different types of players, but I think Bellerin is now adjusting to that role. And I don't know how badly Arsenal need someone who currently plays like Bellerin, but honestly, it'll be difficult to see Hector Bellerin in another jersey. I'm sure that I'm not even an Arsenal fan, but I associate that man with Arsenal so much.
Well, if Arsenal players going to lesser teams is a track record, then he might end up on Everton along with Iwobi and previously with what's his face. Who's the homie that went to Southampton? Theo Walcott. You're so right. How would you feel if he ended up on Everton?
Nick Lay just said, that's because Seamus Coleman was never that good. All right.
See, this is why I like Nick Lay.
Okay, why is this necessary? All right. So I would say this. And I'm not saying Seamus Coleman is the best ever, but realistically, who Everton are as a club, he is like a huge like identity. He's a part of that identity, just like the blue collar workhorse kind of a guy. So whether he is good, quote unquote good or not, it is, he is useful. He is a utility. He's a utility
Who's
guy.
Who's that other guy? Was it Leighton Baines? Who's that other
Leighton
guy?
Leighton Baines, a legend. Yeah.
When he decided not to go to Manchester United, I believe it was, and stay at Everton, that changed everything for everything. Everton could have collapsed at that moment. Thank you, Biggie Electrolyte, for following. People listening are like, are these people real? but I mean, I still remember that moment where he was like, nah, I'm going to hold down Everton. And he stayed there. That's like a big moment. I look at Seamus Coleman the same way. He was like, he was sort of like carried the torch to this current era. He allowed them to stay in the Premier League.
Robert from LA said, the secret is pouring Guinness on the broken bone. he is Irish. Okay.
I guarantee you Seamus Coleman at least tried it. You know what I mean? What if it goes to the bone from the inside? So I'll just drink it. Is that everyone cool with that?
My bone marrow is Guinness. Brass Monkey at URS said, should Arsenal pursue David De Gea?
I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so, or I don't think it's the right... Look, I think David De Gea is a great goalkeeper. I think he could do it with going back to Spain.
Okay.
I don't think a move to a place like Arsenal is good because the dude is lacking confidence right now. Arsenal's not the place to level out your confidence. You know what I mean?
After seeing the penalties during the Europa League final. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, he is definitely, his confidence is not there. The dude didn't, everybody was pretty much saying this, but there was never a point where it looked like he was going to stop any shot. Like
no.
Not even remotely. Like even I've heard this. I've seen Tim Howard say this where he said like penalties are, it's all like a kind of a guessing game or whatever. And he said, like he was talking to like just a normal person, not an athlete. And they said, and he was like, if a normal person, not an athlete, was taking a penalty against me, if they took 10, they might make 2 or 3. Just a random person. And so when you hear that, you're like, okay, so the odds of even a professional goalkeeper saying the odds are pretty good for the penalty taker. And
It is. It's the better, but that's why a save comes from the keeper. Does that make sense? A save, a penalty made is not the doing of the keeper. A penalty save is the talent of the keeper. It's everything leading up to how long you got in their head, the walk around, the glare in the eye, the research you did before. All of the pressure's on the keeper, and the odds aren't with them. So you've got to be a good keeper to get those saves.
With David De Gea in the Europa League final against Villarreal, it looked like it was a normal person in goal and a professional shooter.
Yeah.
And a professional person taking the shot. That's why it was just so shocking to see.
Let me ask you a question. A penalty at the last minute, like let's say the U.S. penalty, Horvath versus Guardado, right?
Yeah.
What do you, like if you're, let's say you're Horvath's trainer or, you know, uncle, right? In your
head. Can I just say this? I heard that his go-to person for goalkeeping advice is none other than Manuel Neuer at Bayern. They're in a WhatsApp group, and that's who he communicates with to get advice and support. That's his mentor.
I mean, could you pick a better mentor? Okay, I don't know if you guys... If I need help with a joke, I go to Dave Chappelle. That's just what I heard. Yeah,
I just text him, and he's very, very helpful. Okay?
He gives me all the endings to the jokes I need. What is happening? Manuel Neuer? Neuer? How do you pronounce it?
Neuer, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't.
How did they even meet each other?
I don't know. Oh, they met in. They said they met. Oh man, I forgot.
Through Adidas or something. Martin said.
Yes, in Adidas. They both are branded. You know, with Adidas.
They're sponsored by Adidas. Bro, Adidas. Adidas made that save against Mexico. Because of Adidas, is Adidas watching? We're both wearing Nike while saying this. Because of Adidas, Horvath developed the skill and confidence to be able to block and save that penalty.
And we got a trophy.
And because of Neuer. Wow.
Yeah. Bro.
I forgot the thing. I was going to say, let's say you are Manuel Neuer. and you're watching your buddy.
Vinegar Strokes just said, I would Neuer thought he would be Horvath's mentor.
It was the Pepsi Max, to be honest. That's right. He's like straight edge or something like that, right?
Well, he doesn't drink alcohol. It doesn't mean he's straight edge. But okay, he said he takes his job seriously, unlike most other
athletes.
But
you don't even run. Take a couple sips, will you? But
I'm just drinking beer out of the Nations League trophy.
That thing looks like, by the way, that Nations League trophy looks like both a weapon and like it was 3D printed. It's a little cheapy looking. It's a little cheapy looking. Let me ask you this. If you're watching, if you're Manuel Neuer and you know that the kid you're mentoring is about to take a penalty, is about to, standing goal for a penalty against Guardado at the end of the match. What do you think the general odds are of saving it at that moment?
Say the question again.
If you're someone who's very closely related to Horvath, not Horvath himself, his trainer, his mentor, like Manuel Neuer, and you're about to watch him stand and goal for that penalty, what do you think the odds are that he could save it at that moment? Like, see, Robert from LA is saying 45. It doesn't feel like a 50-50, even though I felt he had a good chance of saving it. There's something, a feeling came over me that I was like, I think we're going to be fine here. But in general, it's got to be less than 50-50. No, see, Kirthy says 50-50. To me, it seems like even in a big moment, it's about, at best, a 30-40%.
That he will save it?
Yeah,
or that he will could not save it. That he could save it. Okay. So essentially, the shooter has a 60% chance to you of making it.
Don't you think that's right? Don't you think that the shooter has a better chance than not of making it?
That feels, I mean, if we actually looked at the data and analyzed the make and miss percentage rates, I would feel like that's about right, right?
Yeah.
Like of every penalty ever taken in a professional match, I feel like that's about right. 60% feels good to me.
Rasa Rhythm said 100% if he picks the right way. I think you guys don't get the question. Well, Hazza said, as a keeper growing up, I was always hearing about 70-ish%. That's got to be to make it.
Yeah. I would say the same thing.
70-ish percent to make it, which feels about right. Shooter 100% have a higher success rate than the keeper. Absolutely. You can't just throw 100% in using it in that way because we're talking about percentages here and you've thrown everything off. That's what I mean by it's the keeper. The keeper is the one that has to make the save. So it's their skill set that makes the save, that leads to the save. But more often than not, they fail. Random Bing search says around 75.
And Bing has never been wrong.
No,
okay?
I mean, you heard it straight from the Bing boy's mouth.
So we don't have too much longer, but obviously the match, we're doing a watch along. If people listening to this do not care, but we're doing a watch along, obviously, for Venezuela and Uruguay, which is happening in a moment. Before we wrap up the Prem show, I just want to just look at the Euros and see any predictions, who we think that, you know,
well,
the
you're doing that. I
want
to read. Board Martin said, what do you think about Fuchs going to Charlotte FC in 2022? Seems like no one cares. No one gives a fook.
I would say people in Charlotte care.
Have you seen any excitement around it?
Look, I follow Charlotte FC and they're tweeting about it a lot.
That's what I'm saying. They're the only ones tweeting about it. Exile Crooked is now following. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a traditional MLS move. I'm kind of surprised that the older player that they picked up is a fullback playing in Charlotte,
in
that weather. I mean, look, the photo that you saw of us with the Arsenal players, that was in Charlotte and it was brutally hot. MLS, it plays during the summer. Charlotte is a very humid, very hot city. Hopefully he can handle it. He's joked about it online. Christian Fuchs has been, he's like a very chill dude. Also lives in New York while he was playing at Leicester. His family's based out of New York. He was talking about playing for NYCFC at some point.
Yeah. He has an academy out here.
Yeah, and he has like an esports league here.
That's right. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was trying to figure out a way to, when he ends his career, he wants to try to be an NFL kicker.
Good luck with that. If you can make it out of the Charlotte Heat, good for you.
Because what? You get to sit in air conditioning until you're needed? Pretty good job as a kicker.
Steven Jumbo Judge just said, my mom knows him. which is the worst way to phrase that. You never want
to
say
because then I have to say how well, and now we're in a fight. You know,
and now
what
we're
mean?
In this world where this is a reality, and you know we got to apologize and send letters. Okay. So, okay. Well, I hope you have a good time with your new stepdad.
Yeah. Hi. Oh wait, his wife is in the chat. Wants to know how.
Anyway, okay, so the Euros are starting this Friday at 3 p.m. our time, Eastern time. So the what is it? The yeah, it's Turkey against Italy is the first match, which we will be doing a live stream. Alexis will not be available for that one, but I spoke to our homie Alex Pavone. Comedian, Italian. I have
absolute maniac.
I have a good feeling who he might be supporting. Okay. I love this. Bob Dope just put CLT FC. CLT FC. Okay. Yeah. That's
it.
The
is
joke.
CLT.
Okay. We support it. Okay. Okay. How are you feeling about the Euros? Who do you think? Quick guess. Who do you think is taking the whole thing?
I've said it before. France is. I'm not. You know, reinventing the wheel here. France looked great in the World Cup, and they also have Benzema. And you know, Conte is looking like he's playing even better.
Also, I think Benzema got hurt today. I don't know if he's going to be around for the Euros. I don't know how serious the injury is.
So, just the World Cup winning team then?
So this dude, Olivier Giroud, got a brace today.
That's right. Around his knee. Oh
bummer.
No, you right. Got a brace.
At least he ain't going anywhere. Yeah. He ain't a flight risk. All right. Okay, so real quick, if we just take a look at the groups.
Apparently, Italy, Peru just scored a goal.
Oh, dope. Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Russia.
Have you seen Group F? Oof.
Group F. Oh boy.
Yeah, bruh. Poor Hungary. Hungary. You're there for goal differential, my guy.
Somebody about to get F. Okay. Okay. So look, it is the
Stream Nilo said, I'm in a work pool, so LFG Austria.
Yep, they got a real good chance.
Bruh, whatever you do, if you lose that pool, just do it now.
The only Austrian I know there is David Alaba. It's the only one.
Yeah,
I don't know who else plays there.
I can't even picture Austria.
I don't know the roster. Who the hell's on this roster? It is anybody we reckon? The Alaba, obviously. Hinteregger, yes, from Eintracht Frankfurt.
Hold on a second. RB Leipzig. Oh, Sabitzer.
Okay, Sabitzer. Conrad Laimer, also from Leipzig. All okay. Right. There are a couple dudes. You know, it's Marko Arnautović as well. Look at that.
Arnautović, man. Just smoking cigarettes. Yeah, Alaba might be the biggest
so
name.
So you think France, I'm gonna have to say Belgium. I think Belgium has a real good shot here.
I just don't think Roberto Martinez,
former Everton manager.
Sorry, Martinez. I just don't think he has.
Well, Thierry Henry is also on the coaching staff for Belgium, so.
So what? Wanyama's coming?
That changes. You Belgian now. Okay? Yeah,
fam, I need you wherever I go.
Gymnastics said, is this match a Fubo exclusive? Yes, it is. FuboSportsNetwork.com. Go right there. The match, as I'm sure the match has already started. Watch the game with us. We're going to, as soon as this is over, this podcast is over, we're going to switch.
Nothing's going to change. We're just going to watch the game. Yes, it's 3 minutes in.
Okay, let's end this. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another Prem Show. Another reminder, Wednesdays at 2:30 Eastern time, tune in Alexis and Flex on Complex's Twitch. So go support, show love, show some Cooligans love in there. It's going to be, you know, a fun and different thing. This is another huge opportunity for the Cooligans. So, yeah, we would appreciate the support. So
thank you so much.
go check that out and leave a review on this podcast. We have a couple big things coming soon. There's going to be some news. Every week is always big news, but we're trying to level up here in
we're trying, guys.
In the Gullyverse out here. Okay, so a lot of cool things in the pipeline for the Cooligan. So everybody, we appreciate you. Thank
Stream
you. Again for
said nothing complex about supporting y'all. Let's go.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!